All right, Sammy and the Ten Commandments podcast. This is the Quarantin, and here is Sammy.
Wow, I didn't get a good name going. Here is Sammy.
You're still making a lot of noise over there. What are you doing?
I know. Give me a second. I'm getting my.
I don't think we have a second. We're going.
Yeah, fire away.
Well, first things first, how's the quarantine going? Let's start there.
No, not bad. I am unemployed and, you know, collecting some unemployment. Getting a lot of Call of Duty time in. You know, it's an interesting time for all of us, you know.
I'll have you know, we are paid podcasters, so you do have that.
Very true, very true. Forgot about that. Yeah, you know, I'd like to send my well wishes out there to everybody. Hopefully everyone remains healthy, and thank you to our medical professionals that are keeping us all safe.
Wow, what a guy. What a guy. All right, first on the docket, I'd just like to say that I thought the Mammoths were coming back. And the season looked like it was pretty much about to start, and they definitely were not a team. What's up with that?
Yeah, I have no new developments. as quickly as I got them, I tried to get them out, and, you know, some hit, some don't.
I feel like we've flip-flopped on this, like, multiple times.
Yeah, I think we have. as of now, we're back into not happening. And even if they were here, you know, this little hiatus is probably a best thing for them. You know, maybe they are itching to get back once, you know, this whole thing blows over. So,
I mean, there's definitely talks every year. I'm not going to ever rule it out. They just need some owners who want to come in. I think they're always going to be on the table every year, but not this year. But you know what? It's not anyone's year this year. So maybe
no, it's not.
Maybe 2021 they're back.
That's hope. Those are the rumblings I'm hearing now. 2021.
All right.
You heard it here first.
On to some other football news. Tom Brady is no longer in New England.
Yeah, old news on the front here, but
it's not to us because we
not to us. It's been a little while, so yeah, you know, obviously sad to see him go. I shed some tears, not gonna lie, and but you know, I thank him for a lot of joy that he brought me over the last 20 years. So I really can't be complaining here.
Okay, but the real question is, why do you think this happened?
I mean, life. I mean, I think he only knows that.
I have a theory.
Oh, okay. Well, this ought to be good.
I think he wanted the Patriots and Bill Belichick as GM to put people around him, weapons around him, to make a run at the Super Bowl for the next 2 to 3 years when he is still playing. And they clearly weren't willing to do that because they were dropping people. And not doing a great job. They weren't going. There was a ton of free agents out there. They were not making a play on anybody.
Yeah,
he got frustrated, and then Tampa Bay offered him a guaranteed $30 million. I'm not going to make it about the money, but at some point, it's kind of about the money. If Bill's only offering you 10 guaranteed, and someone else offering you 30, okay, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, I heard they didn't even end up having a whole lot of chats go on. So I don't even know how far they got. I don't know what happened first, the, you know, Brady signing, and then we don't pick up guys or go after some of those top free agents, but who knows what happens.
You think Bill was done with them?
I mean, I think Bill wouldn't have wanted to pay 30.
No, they didn't have it anyway.
No.
There's no way that was going to
happen. You know, I thought I heard, you know, a couple sources come out saying 2 years, 25, but who knows?
Yeah, but it wasn't guaranteed 25.
No,
it was
probably a bunch
of incentives because you're not sure if he's going to actually play the whole season or not.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know. And then, you know, hey, what I'm thinking now is maybe Jarrett Stidham is a stud and we didn't even know it.
I actually he looks pretty good. I'm actually pretty excited about him. As long as they don't call up Bane, I'm good.
Oh, Jesus. I think we'll be all set.
Yeah. You're not going to give him a chance because he sucks.
No, no. So, yeah, interesting, you know, with some of the other off-season stuff that they've had go on. But
I have to come clean real quick. Bane went on to play for the Jacksonville Sharks, and he won a championship last year.
I believe I already referenced this in a previous pod.
Well, you might have, but I was probably drunk.
Yeah, yeah, I'm almost 100% positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's go to a advertising break, and we'll be back with some questions from the fans. And we're back.
Hey, hey, missed y'all.
So, wow. All right, so if anyone follows the account, obviously you should be, at Maine Mammoth Podcast on Instagram. We put out a question to our listeners. We got quite a few responses, actually. I'm looking through. I'm trying to figure out which ones we want to do here, because you have not seen these, so I'm very interested in this. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
I know.
Boy, I haven't had any prep time. This is going to be tough.
I mean, we never prep. That's what people love about the pod. No editing, no prep. Oh, okay.
Sure about
Let's
that.
Go with, we're going to stick to sports this time. How about that?
I don't really care. Just fire away.
This is from Blacktooth McGee in Boston. No joke. At Blacktooth McGee on Twitter said top five favorite athletes of all time. Sticking with sports.
Oh,
why don't we do one at a time? How about that? And we can't pick the same. So basically let's do like a snake draft.
Okay.
Favorite athletes. We can't pick the same, but we're not doing double on the round, on the opposite end. We're just gonna do one then the other. You wanna start or you wanna go second?
I'll go second. I'm gonna try to spread mine out a little bit. But
Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's a
he has fan... to be number one.
Yeah, no, that he's a, he, that's a fantastic.
Any sport, any
yeah, team. Yeah. Well, I mean, personally, myself, I think I'm gonna have to go Wes Welker.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah, couldn't leave him out of it. You know, meant a lot to me for a long period of my life. So. Yeah, gonna pay my respects to my man.
I'm gonna go with the most clutch player of all time, maybe not including Tom Brady, Boston legend David Ortiz. Big time.
Okay. Yeah, saw that coming too.
I mean, come on.
You get the Boston legends here.
I was at the 2013 ALCS game two. We hit that grand slam to tie the game off of Joaquin Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest moments of my life, hands down.
Dustin Pedroia.
Wow.
Yeah. Always loved him. Loved how hard he played the game.
Just ball to the wall.
He is great.
Yeah.
He's still going too. He doesn't want to quit.
I know.
He doesn't
want
to quit.
It's not pretty, but he's going. He's scrappy. That's what I love.
Okay. My third pick. You know what? I thought I was going to the ice, but I'm going to the hardwood. KG. I love Kevin Garnett. Going KG. Anything is possible.
Oh, KG is a good call there. Another grinder, scrappy guy who, you know, funny, originally when he came into the league, I was not a big fan of. But as of now, the heart and soul of the Celts, Marcus Smart, is just fantastic to watch.
I don't know
if he's a top fiver. I'm kind of thinking of, you know, recent and current right now.
Recency bias.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, he's another one for me.
That's a good one. I do love Marcus, but I will say that my list is crushing your list right now.
Teach their own.
I'm going to go back to my childhood with the ice and going with Ray Bourque. I mean, come on. Ray Bourque was unbelievable.
I'm not going to argue that.
Well, you didn't give me anything there, so.
I feel like yours is the Mount Rushmore of Boston legends is what yours is working with.
I mean,
right now.
Well, no, but see, when you do Mount Rushmore, you got like Bobby Orr, you got all these people that like are old, like Bobby Orr and Ted Williams and Yaz and all these guys that like I never saw play. Like these are like the Mount Rushmore people I saw play. So
yeah.
But they're also my favorites. I mean, they're why wouldn't you like the best players in your town?
Yeah, it's very true. Another one for me is Gronk. Just the pure joy, excitement. You know, he brought to the game.
Yeah.
You know, and after the game, and just a great personality, goof, fun loving. Gotta love that.
That's great. That's true. You're right. You're probably doing this better than me because I'm just taking the best ones, but I also love them. All right. It's five favorite athletes. So switching sports again, probably he is one of my favorite athletes. He's one of my, I don't know if idol's a good word. Just like, I always looked up to him in this sport, and that would be Tiger Woods.
Mm.
Just the reason why this generation of golfers all got into the game. They all say, like the JT just, Jordan Spieth, they all say it's because of Tiger, and I agree. I'm right there with them. I started golfing because of Tiger, so I have to say it.
Yeah.
We'll do some honorable mentions after this because I got to get some more out there.
Okay. Boy, I might add another guy under 5'10" to my list. Just another scrapper who was
weird.
Marchie. Yeah, shocker. Just a little shit stir, Brad Marchand.
I actually thought you were going with him when you said Smart. That's funny.
I mean, same situation. I mean, just a grinder, and you know the way he's progressed himself offensively. I mean, I loved him when he was just a shit stir. You know, hated guy around the league, but you love to have him on your team. And now he's just an absolute weapon. So it's fun.
But
okay.
With coronavirus, you can't be licking people anymore.
No, I think he's kind of tamed that down a little bit too. So,
gotta watch out for the lickers, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Some honorable mentions. I gotta say, I'm actually pretty embarrassed by some of these. I probably should have said them, but Nomar, Mo Vaughn, Pedro, Manny from the Sox. I love all those guys. I mean, Bergeron, come on.
Yeah, Bergie.
Come on.
Bergie's certainly up there.
Big Tatum guy. I mean, Pierce. We didn't
Tatum's too fresh. Pierce is definitely up there.
Pierce should be up there.
Honorable mention, not of Boston, Marshawn Lynch for me. I fucking have always loved him.
Yeah, that's true.
Another great personality and just, stud on the field.
I was always a big Ken Griffey Jr. guy. So he's my non-Boston guy for sure. I loved Griffey.
Steve Nash was one for me. Had some great flow, you know, good point guard, but could also, you know, worry you offensively, you know, with his putting up buckets too. So,
how about a teammate of Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire?
He's up there. So, not quite honorable mentioned list.
Oh man. I mean, yeah. Anyone who won a championship in Boston is always going to be big.
Yeah.
In my mind. So, whatever. Well, I guess we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we've had a lot of them.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to come back with another final segment of this pod.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we're going to do one more segment.
All right.
Quick one. We'll do a quick segment after this.
Please pause for a moment from our sponsors. Thank you.
One sponsor.
From our sponsor.
Hey, hey. We're back.
There we go. Final segment. What do you got for me?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of chatter around recently of the sensational Netflix documentary Tiger King. Thought we could give that a gander and take a couple minutes to give that a Sammy and the Steen review.
Yeah, I will. I mean, that's what the people need right now. I would say we did finish it recently, and I don't think I've ever watched a show that had that many characters. I'll say characters in it that were all basically fictional characters, but actually real people.
Mm.
There's like 12 people on the show, and they all could be you could make them up. They're ridiculous.
Yep.
They're all insane. They're just fictional people.
I completely agree with you. I think every single time you were introduced to someone new, it was a whole another brand of weird.
Exactly.
And I think the common theme is owning a tiger here.
They're all weirdos.
All weirdos. You don't find normal people who own tigers. That was a very interesting thing for me.
I've heard other people talk and review it, and it's like they forget to talk about like five of the people. Like there's always like there's just like too many characters that they're all so ridiculous. You can't even talk about them all because they're just insane.
Right. Right. So, it was
any particular characters you want to bring up? Because
personally for me, right off the bat, I knew Carol was just the worst, you know, because, she's doing the same thing as them, but pretending to be the good guy, you know.
Did Carol kill her husband and feed him to the tigers, in your opinion?
Yeah. I mean,
I am totally on that, board with that.
You know, that aside, I was already questioning her morality. You know, you looked at the cages that she had them in versus
exactly.
They were all the same shit. You know,
I know. And she was trying to play it off like she was like
right.
Sanctuary that the cats are having such a great life. Meanwhile, she just has plaques. They all just die there, and then she just put the plaque up.
Right. The plaques were nice, I gotta say.
Okay.
Didn't see one for Dawn, though.
There. They just go to die there.
Yeah. I know, it's not an ideal situation by any means.
How about her husband?
he's an interesting cat.
Yeah, he's a cuck.
He's an interesting cat, if you will. Yeah, yeah.
You don't dress up as a tiger and wear a leash and a collar on your wedding day, you weirdo. I hate that guy.
Oh, well, that was me. Hey, you never know.
I know. I got married. I didn't do that. I'm never doing that. How about Doc Antle with like, he's got like he's running like a cult.
Yeah. He's tapped. time to say the least. I don't know why so many people trust and follow him, but it's going on.
And then so, you have the guy that was like Scarface. He was in it for like 5 minutes. He's like, oh yeah, the movie Scarface is based around me. It's like, what? And he only had, he was sentenced to like life in prison. Then he got out in like 8 years. What the hell was that?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Also, the guy that was hired to kill Carol.
Wait, allegedly. Just, allegedly.
Who claimed to have forgot or got lost. I think I just got too drunk. I forgot.
He just took the $3,000, went like 2 miles down the road, just got hammered, and just slept in a motel.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it seemed like happened. So that was.
I don't think that Joe made it clear that he was supposed to kill Carol with that money.
No.
I mean, you don't pay someone $3,000 to kill someone. No one would kill anyone for $3,000. Like, that's not enough. That's not enough money. Come on.
You're correct. My rate is significantly higher than
that. Oh, yeah. $100K plus. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good topic. What's your rate?
Oh, jeez.
Wow, you're really thinking about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables that go into a question like that. Target being the number one, you know?
I mean,
yeah.
But I think we can all agree that $3,000 is
three is not enough.
Especially so that's why I believe Joe was set up by Jeff Lowe.
Your thoughts? Yeah. Yep. I know. I would agree with that. Not entirely though. I think Jeff Lowe had a much bigger role in it, but I also would imagine that I think he probably talked Joe into going with it.
Yeah, but remember when Jeff was on the phone with the guy who was supposed to kill her, he was like, mm-hmm. So we're doing this call, like we're trying to like set Joe up. He like definitely, I don't know why he didn't say that exactly probably, but he definitely was like, this is gonna be against Joe.
Right. Well, and there's reasons why they had cameras in there and whatnot. So.
Totally. I think it was all. I think it was a total setup. I think Jeff Lowe is an absolute scumbag. Garrettson out there riding the freaking the jet ski around. That guy is a weirdo.
That guy's a boss.
Weird haircut.
I was gonna say great hair. Great hair.
Oh my god! What a show! Yeah. It's like the most ridiculous. It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life.
It really is. You know, it was so weird, and it just wasn't. It didn't even faze me after a while.
Every character, you're like, oh, okay, he just doesn't have teeth or any legs. That's cool.
I would say the guy without the legs was probably the most normal one on the show.
That is very true. Yeah, the guy that they tried to make out to be like the normal guy. Do you even know? I don't even know if you know. Well, actually, there's a couple things.
Oh,
I don't,
The guy that was their producer or manager. Yeah.
Do you know that he was like addicted to crack and lives in, he lives in like some foreign country now. And like,
well, who told you that?
No, that's an actual thing. You can look that up. It's weird. He was like, he was not a normal dude. I'm telling you. And then the other thing, did you know that Joe, all of his songs, he hired like a band to play his songs for him, and then he would just lip sync them in his music videos. There was not him singing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true.
I believe that.
And the band, he refused to pay the band at one point, and they sued him. Oh my god, the whole thing. How about when he was singing at the funeral? That was like the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that whole funeral situation was an interesting chain of events too.
Oh my god, I could talk about this show forever. That's the weirdest show I've ever seen in my life, but we should probably end it because we're going a little long. We don't want our fans like a nice short episode, I think.
Nice and crisp.
Yeah, I think we're probably at like 25 minutes, so. This is probably enough for them.
That's fair. Yeah.
Any lasting thoughts?
No, again, just, you know, everybody, wish you well during this period of time we're going through here. Stay healthy. And thank you again to our, you know, medical professionals and those working through this situation.
Pandemic, if you will.
Yes, you will.
Yes, and we will. I know the fans have been, they've been dying for the pod. So we
itching for content.
Please follow us, comment, you know, let us know what you want us to talk about. We'll talk about whatever you want. You'll hear our opinions on anything you want. We are
whether you like it. Instagram,
Twitter, whatever you want. All right.
Okay. Well, Thursday night. Here we are.
I think that's all we got.
I would agree.
Tusks up. Well,
have a good night, all.
Tusks up. Bane sucks.